Parsha Shelach begins with the tragic story of the Meraglim, the infamous mission of the spies. When the Meraglim returned from scouting the land, they delivered the negative report. They said, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Acheles Yashveha. It is a land that consumes its inhabitants. With that one statement, they effectively negated all of Hashem's promises about the goodness of the land. To lend credibility to their distorted narrative, the Meraglim brought back oversized fruits to shock and discourage the people, to try to convince Klal Yisrael that the land cannot be conquered. The Torah tells us, Vayivo ad Nachal Eshkol, they came to the valley of Eshkol, and they cut off a cluster of grapes, and the grapes were so massive that it required two men to carry it on a pole. They also brought back pomegranates and figs. And the question is, we know Eretz Yisrael is praised for seven special species, known as the Shivas Aminim. Of the seven species, five of them are fruit: grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. However, the Meraglim brought back only three of them: grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Why did they omit the olives and the dates? In Parshas Chukas, we find the same anomaly. After Miriam passes away, Klal Yisrael finds itself without water. And once again, they complain to Moshe. V'lomer lisanu mitzrayim. Why have you taken us out of Egypt? L'havi oisanu elamakam arazeh. To bring us to this evil place. Loy makam zera. It is not a place for planting. V'te'ena v'gefen v'rimon. We can't plant fig trees, grapevines, or pomegranate trees. Imaim ein lishtois. And there's no water to drink. Again, only the same three fruits are mentioned. What about the olives and the dates? Why didn't they complain about not having those as well? And the Chasam Sofer gives a beautiful answer. If we examine the words in Parshas Haman, the Torah describes what the man tasted like. In Parshas Beshalach, the Pasuk says, V'tamoy ketzapiches bedvash. Its taste was like a wafer dipped in honey. In Parshas Baloischa, the Pasuk says, V'hoyetamoy ketam l'shara shemen. Its taste was like the taste of oil cake. So the man tasted like honey and oil. The same two items derived from dates and olives. Says the Chasam Sofer, that is why Klal Yisrael didn't crave dates and olives, because they already had their flavors in the man. What they lacked were the tastes of grapes and figs and pomegranates. And that is why they longed for those three specifically. What a beautiful idea from the Chasam Sofer. Then the Chasam Sofer adds something really profound. Those Shivas Aminim, those special seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael, just by being on the holy soil of Eretz Yisrael, absorb a special divine energy from the aura and the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. However, that ashpa, that spiritual blessing, was not placed into the olives and dates, because it was infused into the man in the desert, where Klal Yisrael was situated at that time. Therefore, the olives and dates from Eretz Yisrael didn't become large and robust like the other three fruits. And since they were not oversized, the Meraglim didn't bother bringing it back with them, because that would have worked against their corrupt motives. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.